ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। फ्रॉम भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर 15 एंटाइटल द योग ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सन टेक्स्ट नंबर 15। काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी। सर्वस्य चाहम हृदि सन्निविष्टो मत्तः स्मृतिर्ज्ञान अपोहनम च वेदे च सर्वैरहमेव वेद्यो वेदान्तकृद्वेदवित् एव चाहम्। एंड ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन। आई एम सीटेड इन एवरीवन्स हार्ट एंड फ्रॉम मी कम रिमेम्बरेंस नॉलेज एंड फॉरगेटफुलनेस। बाय ऑल द वेदास आई एम टू बी नोन। इंडीड आई एम द कंपाइलर ऑफ अ वेदांत एंड आई एम द नोअर ऑफ वेदास परपट। द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इज सिचुएटेड एज परमात्मा इन एवरीवन्स हार्ट एंड इट इज फ्रॉम हिम दैट ऑल द एक्टिविटीज आर इनिशिएटेड। द लिविंग एंटिटी फॉरगेट्स एवरीथिंग इन हिज पास्ट लाइफ बट ही हैज टू एक्ट अकॉर्डिंगली टू द डायरेक्शन ऑफ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हु इज विटनेस टू ऑल हिज वर्क। देयरफॉर ही बिगिन्स हिज वर्क अकॉर्डिंग टू हिज पास्ट डीड्स। रिक्वायर्ड नॉलेज इज सप्लाइड टू हिम एंड रिमेम्बरेंस इज गिवन टू हिम एंड ही फॉरगेट्स ऑल्सो अबाउट हिज पास्ट लाइफ। Thus, the Lord is not only all-pervading, He is also localized in every individual heart. He awards the different fruitive results. He is worshipable not only as the impersonal Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the localized Paramatma, but as the form of incarnation of Vedas as well. The Vedas give the right direction to people so that they can properly mold their lives and come back to Godhead, back to home. The Vedas offer knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and Krishna in his incarnation as Vyasdev is the compiler of the Vedanta Sutra. The commentation of the Vedanta Sutra by Vyasdev in the Srimad Bhagavatam gives the real understanding of Vedanta Sutra. The Supreme Lord is so full that for the deliverance of conditioned soul, he is supplier and digester of foodstuff, the witness of his activity and the giver of knowledge in the form of Vedas. And as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, the teacher of Bhagavad Gita, He is worshipable by conditioned soul. Thus, God is all good. God is all merciful. Anta parvishta shastra jananam. The living entity forgets as soon as he quits his present body. But he begins his work again. Initiated by the Supreme Lord. Although he forgets, the Lord gives him the intelligence to renew his work where he ended his last life. So not only does a living entity enjoy or suffer in this world according to dictation from the Supreme Lord situated locally in the heart, but receives opportunity to understand the Vedas from him. If one is serious about understanding the Vedic knowledge, then Krishna gives the required intelligence. Why does he present the Vedic knowledge for understanding? Because a living entity individually needs to understand Krishna. Vedic literature confirms this. Yoso sarver veder giyate. In all the Vedic literature, beginning from the four Vedas, Vedanta Sutra, and the Upanishad and Puranas, the glories of the Supreme Lord are celebrated. By performance of Vedic rituals, discussion of Vedic philosophy, and the worship of Lord in the devotional service, he is attained. Therefore, the purpose of the Vedas is to understand Krishna. The Vedas give us direction by which to understand Krishna and the process of realizing him. The ultimate goal is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vedanta Sutra 1.1.4 confirms this in the following words. Tat tu samanvayat. One can attain perfection in three stages. By understanding Vedic literature, one can understand his relation with Supreme Personality of Godhead. Second, by performing the different processes, one can approach him. And third, at the end, one can attain the supreme goal. Who is no other than Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this verse, the purpose of Vedas, the understanding of Vedas, and the goal of Vedas are clearly defined. So all of you in Shishi Radha Gopirath Mandir for this evening Bhagavad Gita class, though I am not at all qualified, but just for my own purification and for the pleasure of Guru and Gauranga, I will try to speak on this verse. This verse is really nectarine. Whenever I say to any devotee, I am going to speak on this verse. Everyone was so happy. The verse is so popular. Even all the preachers, they quote this verse so often. Generally, we go to colleges or in hostel, we preach. So we always say before the exam, we say, Sarvasyam Hridi Sannivishto. Matta Smritir Gyana Punamcha. From the Krishna remembrance comes. So they become very serious and start chanting. So it's like that. We show them the importance of remembering Krishna. Kathan chana smrite yasmin dushkaram sukaram bhavet vismrate viparitim syat shri chaitanyam namamitam. Things that are difficult become very easy to execute if one somehow or other simply remembers Lord Chaitanya. And if doesn't remember him, even easy things become very difficult. To this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my humble obeisances. So, in this verse, the flow will be like this. We'll be first of all discussing about the Paramatma feature of the Lord. It's clearly here stated, Sarvasyam Hridi Sannivishto, the localized aspect of the Lord. Then second, we'll see the word to word, like how the forgetfulness comes, then how the knowledge can help us, and again, how the Lord gives the remembrance. So we'll go very step by step. So first is Paramatma. In Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, 11th verse says, Vadanti tat tat vidas tattvam yad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatma iti bhagwan iti shabdate. There are three types of relation of the God. First is Brahman, second is Paramatma, and then is Purna Purushottam Bhagavan. So there are three types of transcendentalist. First class transcendent is who understand the supreme personal God is Purna Purushottam Bhagavan. Second is Paramatma feature, and third is brahmeti, Brahman, like that. So we see this Paramatma feature in detail now. Like we see Krishna is having so many expansions. One of the expansions, like they have a lot of avatars, Guna avatar, Purusha avatars, then Yuga avatars. So one of these avatars is Purusha avatars. There are three types of Purusha avatars. First is Karno Dakshaya Vishnu, second is Garbho Dakshaya Vishnu, and third is Shiro Dakshaya Vishnu. So we see how this Karno Dakshaya Vishnu is sleeping in the causal ocean, right? And from he's just breathing, exhaling, the all the universes come from his the skin, pores of his skin. It's like that. And all in all the pores of the skin, one Brahman comes, it expands, and then second Purusha avatar, Garbho Dakshaya Vishnu, enters in that. It said that the 3/4 of the creation is spiritual world, 1/4 is material world. Actually, the spiritual sky is there, Brahman is there. Only small part of fragment is actually covered by this Mahat Tattva. Mahatva Tattva is actually coming from this Mahavishnu. So Mahavishnu, when he glances over this Mahat Tattva, then it starts working. It's like his Purusha and Mahat is Prakriti. By power of Purusha only, Prakriti can work, can deliver. So we see, as soon as the Brahmans come out of Garbhodakshaya, Vishnu enters. He is also lying on the Garbhodak ocean. In the ocean, from his navel, what happens? A stem comes and the lotus flower comes. And at the top comes Brahmaji, the creator, the sub-creator. And from the Brahmaji, the all creation happens. The stem is the universe we are staying. There are 14 levels. In the middle we are, in the earthly planet. The topmost is Brahmaloka and lower are the Samsuta Loka, like that. So we see, like from the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, this universe is coming, and then third is Shirodakshaya Vishnu, which we are going to discuss in detail today. The Shirodakshaya Vishnu, he enters into all the atoms and all the hearts of living entities. Like we have seen in the 13th verse, Gam Avishya Bhutani Dharayami Aham Ojasa. So this Shirodakshaya Vishnu enters into all atoms, even the planets. Like we saw in the 13th verse, just 2-3 days yesterday only, how the planets are moving. It's the power of this Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So he enters as a Paramatma also. So if we understand this Paramatma feature, this Paramatma always fulfills the desires of everyone. This explains the science of reincarnation also. We see how the different people get different bodies. Actually, the super soul is fulfilling the desires of everyone. As at the time of death, anyone remembers whatever the state he gets by default in his next birth. It is a Paramatma who is a seer and permitter of the work. He is a permitter. So we see, like one time, one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, if Paramatma is really in the heart, so when we go for book distribution, why don't Paramatma tell him, please take this book? So Prabhupada said, actually, if that person has to suffer more, then Paramatma only says, don't take this book, just enjoy. Like that. So it's Paramatma within. Whenever we are preaching, like we say, we are not this body, we are soul. Actually, how much we stress on the point, it's Paramatma within which gives that person the conviction. It's Paramatma within that person who gives the conviction about this Krishna conscious movement. Prabhupada always said, like, what your 2-3 words of preaching will do. You can give a book and his life will change like that. So we see this Paramatma is the actually convincer. He gives the conviction. A very famous analogy is given in the Bhagavad Gita of two birds saying on a same tree. There are two birds on a tree. One is eating the fruits and one is just observing. The verse is as follows. Samane vriksho purusho nimagno nishaya shochati muhyamana jushtam yada pasyati anyaisham asya mahimanam itivikashokam. Like two birds are sitting on the same tree. One bird is eating the fruit and another is just watching. And this bird is having sometimes bitter fruits, sometimes sweet fruits. And he is so much engrossed with so much of anxiety. You know, moroseness, he is engaged in his eating his fruits. But solution is what? He has just turned his face to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma. That is a solution. So since we have dwelt enough on Paramatma feature, we will see why the Lord has to make this material world. Why there is need of this Mahat Tattva. Why there is Shirodaksha Vishnu has to go in everyone's heart. Why all these things is required. This is just required because of forgetfulness of an entity. This forgetfulness comes because of Hridaya Dorbalya, weakness of heart. There are two types of weakness of heart, it's stated here. It's like first is to become as a Lord. Actually, Krishna wants us to be with Him in a perfect position. We are in the spiritual world serving so nicely the Lord in different aspects. We are so happily, we are such Chidanand there, you know, so much of happiness is there. But what happens? A little desire to come for enjoyment comes. Because Krishna, even though He is Supreme Personality of Godhead, He always gives the free will to the person. Free will is never withdrawn from a living entity. So that with this free will, if one doesn't use it properly, misuse of free will, one has to suffer. So first weakness of heart is to lord over material energy. And second is, as the tendency to lord over material energy increases, one gets attached to the matter and possession of the matter. So as soon as one desires to lord over this, the chit shakti means the knowledge potency. We say we are sat, chit and anand. Sat means we are eternal, chit means full of knowledge and anand, full of happiness. So this chit shakti, which is giving the understanding how to serve, how to be happy in the service, this chit shakti is covered as soon as we think separate from Krishna. It's covered by bahiranga shakti. Our first is avaranatmak shakti. By the avaranatmak shakti, one forgets his real identity. He forgets to such an extent, he even forgets his own eternal identity. And then prakshetatmika shakti, eject. It's like you are going in a supersonic jet and you are going so fast and just you press by default an eject button and you're out. It's like that. So you're serving so nicely in the spiritual world and just in one moment we come down. Like that. Just one slight deviation. So it is stated, there are three examples I am going to tell you. First example is king in a dream. Suppose a person has no any qualification. He's like simple person and he wants to become a king. How can he become a king? He can become a king only in his dream. Right? Generally we see some Bollywood movies and all these things. Like God and Google. Radhika Raman Prabhu was saying, everyone of this material world thinks, I am Raja and there is some queen. He's just thinking of this thing. Anyone, whatever, maybe he's not learned, maybe he's lame or whatever happens, he becomes, I am the king and there is queen. He wants to enjoy like that. But it can happen only in dream, right? So that's why we are put in this dream-like situation. In this dream-like situation, we are forced to move from one body to another body. The bird is forced to move from one tree to another body. In the dream only it is possible. And as soon as we come in this dream, we get to attachment to so many dreamful situations. This is my house, this is my relatives, this is my father, this is my friend, this is my position, I am this, I am that. So many different identities come. Second example is given why Krishna makes the devotees or person to forget. Second is, we see a child, a small child is there in the lap of the mother, happily enjoying. You know, mother is caring so much. What not the mother is doing for a child? She is not sleeping, doing so much. Similarly, Krishna is doing everything for us, right? So, what happens? The child wants the moon. So, it's not possible to give moon, right? So, what happens? The mother gives a mirror. In the mirror, what happens? The child can see the moon. Similarly, this whole theme of 15th chapter is on that reflection. You know, we see the reflection of the spiritual world is material world. In the 15th chapter, the banyan tree, the reflection of banyan tree. So, we cannot have the real thing. We can have just reflection in this world. Third analogy I want to give or example, like a small kids, they want to imitate mother of cooking and all these things in the kitchen, right? So, they want some hazardous thing. They want the knife, they want the gas, all these things. But the mother knows it's very difficult. He cannot do that. So, what mother gives? Gives and toys so that he can play. Similarly, we are given these toys. We are given these toys of, you know, the house, the identities, and the cars, toys, so many things we are given. When we are small, we are playing with small toys. When we become, we play with the big toys. The life is full of toys. I remember Radhanath Swami Maharaj was telling, like his mother was saying, ki toys are poisonous, like that. Because for toys, there are so much of, you know, fight. You know, Maharaj has two brothers and initially, I also experienced when I was small, there's so much a fight of the same things, for toys and all these things. So what happens? The same fight is there in the material world. We are small, we are fighting for small, small things. When we grow up, we fight for position. We see that we give big, big exams, CAT, CET or whatever. There is only some few positions. There is fight throughout the world. If you go in any field, there is so much fight for very few limited seats like that. So we see how when we finally come in this material world, we have to fight. Survival of fittest, it happens. Then we get the kicks of Maya. We see in this Mumbai, a dream city for everyone. People come with so many dreams. What happens? First, he gets the kicks of the local trains. We see, we travel in the local trains. What happens? He's in the real dream, you know. He thinks, I will become this, I will become that. But what happens? He's in second class or maximum he's in first class. But just hanging. The life is totally hanging in this world. We see the epitome of success. Just few years before, Michael Jackson has came to where? Mumbai. How he had come entered? The great show was there. And he just came out of a big spaceship. The big sound and he came out of the spaceship. What is represented? The epitome of spiritual scientific success. We are trying to reach the moon. We have conquered the outer space also. And he's enjoying. They are dancing like that. And what happened to Michael Jackson now? We see in the papers how his life was totally miserable. What he didn't have? He has money, he has fame, he has everything. But why he was miserable? When his autopsy, we saw the whole body was full of drugs. Even the whole tablets were discovered. We can see practical example. The top of the people we are aiming. The whole world is imitating. We go in the hostel, we see the people are hearing. Right? They put on the Western music and just they're doing their necks here and there and they try to enjoy. We ask what you are listening? Higher Rasas. They don't understand anything like that. So we see that people are so unfortunate that they don't know what they are doing. But Bhagavad Gita gives the exact knowledge. What they are doing? Punas charvita charvana nam. Eating, chewing the chewed. Birth, old age, this is death. As soon as we get this body, as Sudama Prus says, we get this body means miseries. Body, old age, this is an Yamraj. Like, so we get kicks of Maya. Even we see, right now Srimad Bhagavatam is going on. Even Indra or the Devtas have to suffer. We think, okay, I am right now in India. I will go to USA, United States of America. Right? Dreamland. This is dream city, from dream city to dreamland. So what is there? Still there is struggle. So we can think of the highest thing like heaven. What happens to the, you know, great king like Indra? Just we are seeing the churning of the ocean. What king Indra has to do? He has to make a truce with the demons. He has to work with the enemy. so many things, so many times, Indra has to leave his capital city. You know, he is. So we see from small insect to big people, one has to suffer. The suffering is compulsory. Miseries are compulsory. So we see the Indra has to, or the demigods has to work with the demigods. So we see in the 65% of the Britain, they admit of thinking of killing their boss. So we see we are working for with the people which we don't like to earn the money so that we can satisfy the people which we don't like. So the whole Sri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki jai, Gaurnita ki jai, Gopal ji ki jai. So we see the whole life we are struggling so hard to impress the people which we don't like. And ultimately what happens? We are frustrated. So how to get off this forgetfulness? The forgetfulness can be, we can come out by the knowledge. Like in the first 15.1 or 2, we see, we can cut this tree with the knowledge or detachment. So how this knowledge can come? So I will just tell you a very wonderful pastime from Srimad Bhagavatam, Dhruva Maharaj. When Dhruva Maharaj, just 5-year kid, what happened? He just wanted to sit at the lap of his father, right? But the stepmother didn't allow. So he was so infuriated, you know, his exhale was just like a serpent's hiss, it's explained. And he started to look for Vishnu as per instruction of mother. Fortunately, what happened? Krishna within the heart as a Paramatma knew that the Dhruva Maharaj is going. So he sent his devotee, Narad Muni. And then Narad Muni gave him the verse, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So Dhruva Maharaj went. And then he did a lot of austerity. How he did the austerity? 3 days he was eating. After the 3 days, he was eating just fruit and berries in the first month. Then in second month, what he did? He was eating dry grass and leaves after 6 days only. Just after 6 days. Then in third month, he was just drinking the water in 9 days. And the last one, fourth month, he was inhaling the air in 12th day. So after so much of austerity, what happened? The whole world was trembling. And ultimately, Dhruva Maharaj was fixed up in his focus in the heart on the Paramatma. He was seeing the beautiful form of the Narayan, four-handed form. He was meditating so nicely. And what happened? The form vanished. He became disturbed. He immediately opened his eyes and he saw the form within was without. So he was a small child, 5 years boy. What to do? No knowledge. So, Lord understood the position of Dhruva Maharaj and he just took the conch shell and just put in the head, touched the head. Similarly, just by touching this head, all the knowledge came and along with the knowledge, renunciation also came. Right? The knowledge came in such a way that Dhruva Maharaj glorified Lord like anything. Right? You can see the prayers of Dhruva Maharaj glorifying the Lord such aptly just by the touch of the Lord. And renunciation, what he said? I was looking for the broken pieces of glasses and I got the diamonds. So we see the knowledge can come from the Lord. So by we see, you know, in Bhagavad Gita, the definition of knowledge. Knowledge means matter, spirit and controller of both. This is a basic thing. Matter, spirit and controller of both. MSC. Like Nityanand Prabhu has come. So he always says, knowledge means matter, spirit and control of both. Prabhupada says, what is real knowledge? He says, you have big degrees, you have PhDs, we are doing MSCs. MS, we are doing MS in US. Like, but what is the real knowledge? I am spirit soul. Aham Brahmasmi. These material degrees are all useless. So, we see when a person is situated in real knowledge, what are his qualities? A person who is in real knowledge, what are the qualities? So, first of the quality is, Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmana gavi hastine suniceva svapakecha pandita samadarshina. This verse we see, one who is real in knowledge, he can see everyone on the platform of spirit. He can see cow is moving, this spirit soul. The dog is moving, it's spirit soul. A Brahman is there, he is also spirit soul. So he can give, you know, importance to everyone. What is in second quality, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kangshati samasarveshu bhuteshu madbhakti labhate param. He is happy Yes, the knowledge gives the happiness. When you are in right knowledge, if you know the destination, you are happy, right? But if you are not having the knowledge of your destination, you are always in anxiety. Suppose we want to going for new destination. Suppose we are going for Gujarat. Suppose, and we don't know what are the station in between. What happens? We are always in anxiety. Then from here, the Borivali comes. Then the Valsad comes and something Vapi comes in that way. So when we understand the knowledge step by step, we are progressing step by step, then we are very comfortable. So knowledge is very important. Unless we have the knowledge of the Shastra, what happens? It becomes all mental. It's like, you know, all mental, and even the small difficulty comes. Without the knowledge, we are always shaken. So knowledge is so important. Third thing is bahunam janpanam ante gyanam mam prapadyante vasudem sarvam iti sa mahatma sudurlabha. After many birth and death, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. So we see the people here in the material, in the Kali Yuga, they are said manda sumanda madayor bhak. So very few people having this knowledge. So we see, unless we have in this knowledge, we are always kicked by Maya. We just saw that. So how the knowledge will come? Just by the association of devotees. We'll just go in detail in the part of remembrance. Like how, you know, the devotees and the Lord gives the remembrance in detail, how the association helps. And last is, unless we have the knowledge, everything is shrama evahi kevalam. One may be religious person. You know, he may be Hindu, Muslim, Christian, anyway. And he is working so hard in his rituals, doing daily to mosque or church or whatever, but he doesn't develop the love of God. Everything is shram evahi kevalam. We say in this verse, this is a very, very nectarian verse. So many concepts are there. You know, sarva sachaham hridi sannivishto mrtta smritir jnana punam cha vedecha sarve aham vedyo vedankrit vedavita cha. From me, the smriti, knowledge, remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. So we have covered the forgetfulness and knowledge. So we will go to the Vedas and remembrance. So we see what are the Vedas. Vedas means knowledge. In fact, we see there are so many inventions and, you know, discoveries are going in right now, and there people are awarded with so many novel things, and Nobel laureates, all these prizes are given. But actually in the Vedas, everything is given. What not is there in Vedas? Vedas has advanced maths, right? You know, we require a computer, laptop, or, you know, calculator for calculations. But big calculation can be just solved within a seconds with the advanced maths. Design of aeroplane, Viman Shastra, or grammar, linguistic, drama, poetry, literature. In fact, embryology, in the third canto, the embryology is given. We see that in 1950 only the sonography came in place. So we understand, there is a life in the fetus, right? In the fetus. But everything is given in the Vedas already. So Vedas is compared to like a desire tree. Desire tree means kalpa vriksha. So suppose we are just under a desire tree. What are the requirements? What are the things we have to be very careful? We have to be very careful of our consciousness. Because whatever you will want, everything will be given. So I will just discuss here like how karmis and devotees are different. How they take shelter of Vedas. Karmakandi, they approach the Vedas just for their sense gratification. For example, suppose someone wants good education, good degrees, they approach Saraswati Devi. They approach Shiva for good husband, they approach Uma Devi for good wife, and other gods for prosperity, Surya for health. So these are called Vipaschita, less intelligent people. This less intelligent people, they are also called Vedvat Rataha. They are, you know, they are entangled or they are caught up in the flowery language of Vedas. Because they are caught up in this Vedas, they are just working for dharma, artha, kama and moksha. So, a very nice story I want to share with you. Like an old lady was there and she was working so hard. She was carrying burden very nicely and working so hard. Seeing that, the Lord became so pitiful, and out of his causeless mercy, the Lord appeared to that lady. And he asked the lady, Oh, gentle lady, ask what you want. I am pleased with you. So guess what the lady asked? The lady asked, Oh, my Lord, my right shoulder is having paining. Can you please shift this burden from right to left? This is the situation of these karmakandis. They are suffering. Birth, old age, this is and death. They are always suffering. But what they are asking? Just give me what higher class or the chains of gold instead of iron. They're just asking to shift their the whole weight from one shoulder to another shoulder. This is approaching the Vedas for fruitive mentalities. Ultimately, one has to work, work, and work. And ultimately, they will get worry, worry, worry. So, it's like that if you go to Tatas and Birlas and ask them donation, kindly give me 5 rupees, 10 rupees. It's an insult to the Tatas and Birlas, right? If you ask 5 rupees and 10 rupees. Similarly, it is an insult to the Vedas, the desire tree. What you are asking? Just shift of the burden. Actually, the desire tree can give anything. It can give the eternal life happiness. It can give Krishna. So, the real purpose of Veda is to understand Krishna. Vedecha sarver aham eva vedyo. To understand Krishna. Actually, the class starts now. So, we see how we see all these things, you know, but we are going to the root now, the nectar, real nectar. So, of the Vedas, if you see, we want to know Krishna. It is like that, you know, but most important thing I want to tell you that, you no need to study all the Vedas. You know, we explain, people come, aapke paas Atharvaveda hai kya? Yajurved hai kya? You know, they come, Tripathis and Chaturvedis, they come and ask us. So, we tell them, okay, suppose you have a jackfruit. You know, jackfruit is there. If I give a jackfruit, if you cut it, you know, if you want to eat the jackfruit, what you have to do? First of all, we have to apply the oil because it's so sticky. You know, if you touch, we get so much of, you know, itching and all these things. It's so difficult to eat that real fruit. The jackfruit is there, we have to cut it. Now here, we are offering them what? We ourselves, you know, Vyasdeva has cut that jackfruit of Vedas and giving the nectar, the ultimate thing to eat, you know, the pulp. So we say, just take it. This is Bhagavad Gita, right? It's like that, suppose we have 50 rupees, we may having problem of 50 rupees, 100 rupees, problem of 100, 200 rupees. But if you have lakhs and crores of rupees, all the problems will be solved. Similarly, if you have Bhagavad Gita, Vijayapal, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, all the problems will be solved. It said, Vedas are compared to cow, right? And Bhagavad Gita is milk. Krishna is the milkman and Arjuna is the calf. So, Krishna is milking the cow and giving the milk to calf. So, no need to go here and there. Krishna is doing everything. Krishna is saying, just surrender unto me. It says, very interesting point, we will be going in the class, that matha, how Krishna is always saying, surrender unto me, from me everything comes. That's why this is called as Purushottam Yoga. So, we see that these Vedas, these are called Shrutis, right? Upanishadar Shrutis. So, what happened? As the Kali Yuga progressed, 4 things declined. Regulative principles, duration of life, quality of mercy, and along with the memory also decreased. The people were Shrutidhars. You know, just one time they heard and it was there right in their hard disk. Right? But right now what happens? The hard disk is crashing again and again. So we see the children were sent into the Gurukula. They were Shrutidhars. So as they saw, this, as the Kali Yuga is progressing, what will happen? The memory will be lost. So what did Vyasdeva did? It started compiling the Vedas. So after compiling all the Vedas and Purana, Vedas and Upanishads, still Vyasdeva was not happy. This is stated in this purport. Even the Vyasdeva was not happy. So then what happened? The Narad Muni came. The spiritual master of Vyasdeva came. The Vyasdeva said to Narad Muni said to Vyasdeva, "Oh Vyas, in name of religion, you have promoted the sense gratification. You have just explained dharma, artha, kama and moksha in the name of religion. Since you have not sufficiently glorified Krishna, what will happen? You will remain unsatisfied. So please, now write the glorification of Krishna." And in that way, Vyasdeva wrote the commentary on Vedanta Sutra, and that is Srimad Bhagavatam. We discussed how the Bhagavata is considered as milk, right? Krishna is considered as milkman. Arjuna is like calf. And the Bhagavatam is considered the cream of the milk. Srimad Bhagavatam. Beautiful story of Krishna. So, the Bhagavatam consists of what? Glories and pastimes of the Lord. Complete satisfaction we can get from hearing Bhagavatam. If we can go on hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, we can just go out of our bodily conception of life. So all the knowledge, everything is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. First canto deals with the creation, second canto sub-creation, up to the perfection of going back to the Godhead. In 10th canto, we can understand the highest knowledge. This karmakand is they are simply running here and there just to avoid their dangers, to get some fruits. What? Some job, this, that, going to USA to get suffering again. But what happens? The mind is again and again agitated. Always. There is no higher goal in their life. But it's famous verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakele ashant Krishna bhakta nishakam ata eva shant. So we see the bhukti mukti and siddhi kami sakele ashant. They are running here and up there. Anyone in this world, is he happy? I was asking people, anyone is happy? So one say Bill Gates. So he is really happy. But still we can see there are so many miseries, you know. He has to always think, like, you know, whether he is number one. He is always conscious like that. Or there are so many things, birth, old age, this is that. And so, as Sudama Prabhu gave in the Sunday feast, you know, when the time of death will come, Bill Gates has to come out of his bill, like that. So we see there is always an agitation, right? Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakale ashant. And only Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Ata Eva Shan. Only Krishna Bhakta can be satisfied. Because he has taken the right shelter. The right shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. I will tell you the two very wonderful stories from Chaitanya Charitamrita. One is of a Brahmin in South India. How the Vedas can be revealed. It said, I am the knower of Vedas. Krishna says, I am the knower of Vedas. So, the Vedas can be revealed by the mercy of Lord only. By the mercy of Guru only. So there was a Brahmin in South India and he was illiterate, but his guru has advised him, what? Just study Bhagavad Gita daily. He said, if you study daily Bhagavad Gita, you will understand all the purpose of the Vedas. So this person, although he was what? Illiterate, nothing knowing. He just used to put the Bhagavad Gita in front. And all the Karmakandi Brahmins, so called, they used to use and make a mockery of him. They used to ask him, so Maharaj, where are you? No, which verse, chapter you are, what is the essence? And he used to just neglect them. He was just focused. So one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and asked, oh my dear devotee, oh my dear, why? What you are reading, what you are understanding? So this person tell innocently, oh my Lord, I don't know anything. I am illiterate. Just I am following the instruction of my guru. I am serving Bhagavad Gita. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, oh, though you are illiterate, how come there are, you know, tears in your eyes? What you are understanding? So this Brahmin said, oh my Lord, I see that picture. The Lord is becoming a charioteer of his devotee Arjuna. And he started explaining, if one is a charioteer, he has to follow the orders of the person who is there. So he said, when Arjuna, he wanted to go right, He used to kick the Krishna, or he used to touch the Krishna with his right leg. When he has to go on left, he used to touch Krishna from his left leg. So just remembering this, how Krishna became such a humble menial servant of his devotee, he was weeping. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy with this person. He said, he embraced him. He said, you have understood the whole Vedas. You know, you understand the essence of the bhakti. We also see another example, a story of Brahmin and cobbler, how the faith in the Vedas can help a person go back to Godhead. A Brahmin and cobbler, famous story. There was a Brahmin who was serving nicely. He was, you know, doing his rituals in the morning, three times Sandhya and all these things. He was doing so ritually. You know, he was very pakka. He was going at time. He was not touching someone or something like that. Doing so many things. But he was puffed up. Not, you know, humble enough. And one time, Narad Muni was just going to Vaikuntha. So he saw this person. So he just told this, you know, Brahmin. So my dear friend, I am going to Vaikuntha. Is there any message for the Lord? So this Brahmin said, oh, you are going to Vaikuntha. So nice. Just ask the Lord when I will be coming back to Godhead. So he said, okay, I will ask. Then Narad Muni was proceeding. He saw a cobbler. He was a simple person having such a faith in Krishna. But just singing the glories of Krishna, doing his menial work, you know. And then Narad Muni also asked him, oh, my dear friend, I'm going to Vaikuntha, meet Narayan. Do you want something, some message for Lord? He said, yes, please ask when I will also come back to him. So Narad Muni went to Narayan and asked this question to Lord. He asked, oh, Lord, when this Brahmana will come? So the Lord said, this Brahmana will take millions of life. So Narad was bewildered. Why? This person, he's doing all the activities. You know, he's doing archana and all these things, doing his karmakand nicely. Why he will take millions of life? And so Lord said, no, you will understand. And what about the cobbler? Narada asked. The Lord said, he will come in this life, very life, after quitting his body. So Narada was confused. But as the assurance of the Lord, he came back. But before coming, the Lord said, just tell them, I was sewing the elephant through the eye of the needle. I was just sewing the elephant through the eye of needle. So as soon as the Narada reached this, you know, this pandit, you know, very intelligent person. So he said, oh, Narada, you have come. So please tell when I am going back to Godhead. So immediately Narada required, unfortunately, you will be take millions of life. So this intelligent person started laughing, so, you know, started laughing very, and then he said, okay, you are in joking mood. Okay, what the Lord was doing there, by the way? So the Narada Muni replied, he was sewing the elephant through the eye of needle. And this was confirmation. He said, oh Narada, today I think you are in joking mood. We will talk when you are in grave mood. In that way, he didn't have the faith. Then the Narada went to cobbler. Then he went to cobbler and he asked. The cobbler welcomed him nicely and he said, he asked the Narad Muni, what did Lord say about me? So this Narada said, oh my dear friend, you will be coming in this very life. After quitting your body, you will come back to Godhead. So really, God is so merciful. And Narada himself said, by the way, you know what the Lord was doing? He was just sewing the elephant through the eye of needle. So that just tears came in the eyes of that, you know, cobbler. He said, oh, how merciful and how wonderful my Lord is. So he just started explaining. It's not so, miracle. The Lord can put a big, big banyan tree in such a small seed. So it can surely put the elephant through the eye of needle. So we can see how we can have the faith so that the knowledge can be revealed. We should understand what is the purpose of Vedas. What is the purpose of Vedas? Smartavya Sataram Vishnur Vismartavya Na Jatuchit Sarva Vidhi Nishid Asyur Etayur Eva Kinkara. If you remember Krishna, we know all the essence of the Vedas. So even if we are big PhDs or whatever, but if you not remember Krishna, then it is just Shrama Evahi Kemalam. So all this knowledge can be revealed in our heart just by our qualities of humility and devotion. In Shvetashtar Upanishad is stated, one who has implicit faith and trust in the Lord and Guru, he can understand all the real purport of the Vedas. And if you understand, we have to follow the instruction. What are the instruction for the Kali Yuga? Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalaur Nasteva, Nasteva, Gatir Anyatha. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya explained, my Guru told me that I am fool. Guru said, the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to him, you are a fool, you cannot understand the Vedas. You know, you should go directly to the essence of Vedas. And essence of Veda is to chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Just chanting this mantra, Maha Mantra, just following the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we will definitely go back to home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada has given this sublime message. Chant Hare Krishna and your life will be sublime. Chant Hare Krishna and you will be happy. It's such a process. We need not to become such a follower of Vedas, not to, you know, get, you know, not to be fixed up and, not to be entangled in the words of the Vedas and do so many rituals. We have to just follow the Guru and Shastra. Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. And last, we will come to the last point, that is remembrance. Sarvasya chaham riddhi sanvishto matta smritir. Smritir means remembrance. Jnanam, knowledge. Apohanam, forgetfulness. So before I go to the last part, I will just summarize how we have gone through this. First of all, we have seen how Lord is, you know, Paramatma. How in the Paramatma feature he is guiding everyone. And then we saw how because of forgetfulness of our to lord over the material energy, we came into the material world, how we are suffering, how we are in the forgetful condition. And if we want to go, get out of this forgetfulness condition, we have to get this knowledge. Knowledge can come from the mercy of the Lord as well as from the mercy of devotees. We saw the example of Dhruv Maharaj, how the Lord empowered him. Also, we saw, you know, using the Vedas, you know, reading the Vedas, we can understand the purpose of the life. So, we will come to the end of this lecture, is remembrance. It said, from the Krishna, remembrance comes. A famous pastime of Hanumanji is there. Hanumanji, he was such a powerful person. When he took birth, he immediately jumped and he tried to catch the sun. But because he was not engaging in all his propensity in the service of the Lord, the forgetfulness was there. He was made to forget all his abilities, right? But as soon as he wanted to serve in the service of the Lord, everything was revealed to him. And it was revealed through devotees only, right? So we see, like Charu Prabhu was giving seminar just 2 days before, he was saying, if you don't use it, you will lose it. Simple, so simple. So if we have anything, we should engage in the Krishna service. So we can see how Hanumanji then was revealed of his glories, and then Hanumanji took that Hanuman Udyan and just came back with the, you know, information of Mother Sita. We can see the pastime from the Gajendra, the famous pastime we had discussing throughout this 2-3 months, how the Gajendra, he was King Indrajumna. Just because of slight offense, he has to come in the body of elephant, right? But the Lord was so merciful. At the time of greatest difficulty, at the time of death, the Lord gave the remembrance of this past life. And he sang these great shlokas, which are so big. We can see the Lord gave the remembrance to an what? Elephant. So what to speak of us? We are in the right, we are in the right place, in the right, you know, organization, under the shelter of Prabhupada. So how fortunate we are. We have got the, all the essence of the Vedas. You know, the jackfruit is already cut. The plate is ready. You know, what we have to do is just eat it. We can see, you know, so many pastime I can share. Time is very less, so I can just end up here. You can see the pastime of Draupadi. Draupadi, when she was, you know, in great distress, she remembered Krishna and Krishna came. We see the Dhruv Maharaj, when he was killing Yakshas, and the Yakshas put so many of, you know, false things. You know, he was in illusions. So what? He remembered Narayana Asura. Just simply remembering Narayana, all the illusions were dispelled. We see the Prahlad Maharaj, how the remembrance was given to him. He saw the Lord in the fire also. He saw the Lord everywhere. So the Lord is so merciful, he can give the remembrance to us. If we sincerely serve the Lord and on the, as per the instruction of his pure devotees, we should serve in such a way that Krishna will enter in our consciousness. What is success of our life? Remembering Krishna at the time of death. We should serve in such a way that, you know, the Krishna will enter in our consciousness at the time of death. It is very difficult to remember Krishna. But if we serve very nicely, Krishna will enter in our consciousness and he will take us forcibly back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. If you have any questions, you can ask.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Nanda Gopro, for wonderful class. Many times, people, like most of us, we don't, like, it's not that we wanted to go to Krishna, therefore Krishna gave us the knowledge or association. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people are very sincere, but they don't get Krishna. So why doesn't Krishna reveal to them? And whereas us, we were just roaming about and just met some devotee and became devotees.
Can you give some example?
Like myself. Or somebody maybe like for 30 years a Mayavadi is trying to know about Krishna, but he doesn't get Krishna. After some time he gets. Whereas myself, I was not trying to understand Krishna, but somehow I got association. So how does this verse apply in that case? Why does Krishna not?
Actually, we say we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we see the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here he is not considering anyone, his qualification or anything. He's just distributing the mercy. Prabhupada said, when his disciples asked, Prabhupada, what was our qualification? So we got this, you know, opportunity to be engaged in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, you didn't have any qualification. I made your qualification. So we are such fortunate, even we didn't have any qualification, just by mercy of Guru and Gauranga, we have got this mercy. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.